I am vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. I am vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. I am vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly bringing you the instant illumination from Campo, California, here at whatever we're talking about. Yeah. And this was really exciting, wasn't it? I'm vital, dynamic, and alive, bubbling with enthusiasm.
So much.
Ellen is so bubbling with enthusiasm here. She saw that the receiver on the telephone was off the hook, and so she had to have it put squarely on the hook so that if the telephone rings, it'll ring right here. And she wants that to be done that way because she's vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. That's right. She's vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. Now, Ellen, when did you get to be vital, dynamic, alive, and bubbling with enthusiasm? When did that start in your life? Did that start when you were born? Or did that start when you met me? I'm vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. Are you bubbling with enthusiasm?
Yes. Well, I'm born like this.
You were born like that. Well, that's one of the breaks of life. So, Ingeborg, are you vital, dynamic, and what do we got there?
Bubbling.
Alive?
Yes, I am.
You're bubbling, you're alive, vital, dynamic, and alive?
Yes, I am.
And Sylvia, what are you?
Bubbling with enthusiasm.
Bubbling.
Vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm.
She is vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. Bubbling. And bubbling over with enthusiasm. Yeah. It's true. That's the way we have printed it a number of times. And however I say it is how we're doing it at the moment. Yeah. I am vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. Now, as I walk my meditation path, I say these phrases, as I've said often before. And as I say these phrases, my chin is up, my chest is out, and I just feel 10 feet tall. And I'm really only 6 feet tall. But I just feel like I'm floating along on the path. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. Now, as you arrive at the age of 3,000, 4,000, and 10,000, you have little stopping points where your body says, okay, you're going to renew me, you're going to turn me in for a new one, or you're going to revitalize me, you're going to bubble me over with enthusiasm. What are you going to do? And I say, well, I'm going to bubble you over with enthusiasm. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. So as I am bubbling with enthusiasm, as I'm vital, dynamic, and alive, I am living what I believe. I'm living what I think. I'm living what I say. I'm living what I do. And this is very important. Now, can you do that for yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to do that for yourself?
Yeah.
Do you care about doing that for yourself?
Yeah.
Do you have the brains to do it for yourself? Ha, 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 ha. Do you have the brains to do it for yourself?
Always.
Well, I don't. I don't have the brains to do it for myself. I am it. I am it. You see, I don't have to do it. I don't have to make it. I don't have to make it happen. I don't have to make it do. I am it. Now, that's tough. That's tough because that's what I really am. And every time I lift up the curtain, there it is. I'm revealed. I'm revealed. It's the divinity that was always there, the vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm, being that I am, it was always there. And I let the curtain drop over it occasionally, a little dust storm, you know. I wanted to cover my eyes, so I put the curtain over my eyes so the dust storm wouldn't catch me. And then I forgot to take the curtain up. I said, I wonder why it's always dark in here. Why is it always so dark in here? And, you know, a lot of people are like that. They wear what they call shades. What are shades, Sylvia? Shades are sunglasses.
Okay.
The kids call sunglasses shades. You know, get your shades and come on. So they put on their shades and they go marching down the street. Why do young men and sometimes young women wear sunglasses? They wear sunglasses even on normal days because nobody knows what they're looking at. They can look at anything they want, and nobody knows what they're looking at. They can even look over this way, and they can be watching what they want with their eyes to the right, and behind the sunglasses, you don't know them. And so they can watch the pretty girls, and they can oogle them and be aware of them. Well, that's what we do. We have our shades on most of the time, and we don't realize how we are bubbling over with enthusiasm. We don't realize how vital, dynamic, and alive we are because we've got our shades on. And as long as we have our shades on, we're not going to see everything as bright and beautiful as it is. Now, if you're going to read a book, are you going to put your sunglasses on?
No.
In the house, you know? No, I would think not. You would like the light as bright as possible. And you put your sunglasses on, and it's a little more difficult to read a book. Now, I know a lot of people who read in the dark, in the virtual dark. When it gets twilight, they're still reading. They don't even turn on the light. It comes, and then they go out under the streetlight sometimes, and they read. And they read with very limited light, and they say, oh, I can read good. I said, yeah, sure. You're forcing your eyes to work beyond their limits, and you're not building up strength in your eyes. You're weakening your eyes by doing that, because that's your eyes are not designed to do that. Fish who live in caves soon lose their eyes, and over a number of years, millennia perhaps, they lose the vestige of their eyes. Their eyes are no longer even there. They no longer have an opening on it. It just moves over because it doesn't have to be there. And then after more years, pretty soon the inside evidences of the eyes are gone. You say, well, why is our tail still there? The little tail on the end of our spine. Well, it's there because we still have a need for it. I don't know what we have a need for it for, but we still have a need for it. You still say, that's my tail, you know. And why do you have an appendix when you never really need it, you know? Why do you have other things in your body that were vestiges of a use one time that you don't need anymore? You see, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, and I'm living in this enthusiasm, and I use everything to its highest and greatest event. I do not look at my body and say I don't need my tailbone or I don't need my appendix. I don't look at my body and say that. I look at my body and say my body is perfect. Just the way it is. It is absolutely perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is doing its wonderful job. I have a perfect throat. I have a perfect mouth. I have perfect eyes, perfect ears, perfect lungs. You know, I have a perfect heart, you know, that's resting most of the time. And I have everything about me. And we don't even know that. We don't even know that. We don't even know how our heart rests. Now, the Heart Society tells us, you know, 1/10 of a second it beats and 9/10 of a second it rests. Now, maybe some other parts of society will come up and tell us what our lungs do, you know. How much do they breathe in and how much do they breathe out? And what amount of energy do they expend? And, hey, who's the biggest user of blood in our body? The brain. The brain uses more blood in our body than any other, than the whole body itself. The brain uses more blood than, I believe, the whole body it does itself, and it uses maybe 3 times as much. I'm not sure of those figures, but it uses a lot more. You see, and that's that little thing on the top of our spine, you know, but it's a very busy little thing. It does a lot of work. There's a lot going on up there, and we can, people use their teeth to open bottles of soda water, you know. Now, what terrible things. And then later on, they chip their teeth, and their teeth are not working right, and they wonder why. Little children, when they're angry, they'll take their head and bang it against the wall. And parents will let them do it. They'll say, don't do that, you know. But the child does it, and they say, well, if you want to do that, go ahead. But the child is rattling his brain. It is causing problems for itself. That certainly is not good for the brain to bang it against a wall. That's not good for the head to do that. And why do we allow little children to do that? And adults do that sometimes. Now, how many adults do you know that can take their fist and pound a nail in? Not very many, but a lot of them do that. And how many times do you, well, we were taking off the board fence out there, and I'd take my hand and go toomp against it, toomp, and I'd hit the top of the board fence, and pop, 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 they just pop off like popcorn. And I couldn't take a mallet or a hammer and do the same thing because my arm and my leverage and my strength and so forth was just perfect, but it wasn't good for my arm. It wasn't good for my wrist. It wasn't good for any part of me. I was misusing my arms, misusing my body, misusing myself, and that's just a terrible thing to do. So, if I do that knowingly, how many things do we do unknowingly where we're misusing this temple of the living God that we live in? We want to say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. We want our body to be vital, dynamic, alive. We want it to be vital and dynamic and alive. We want it to be so filled with enthusiasm. We want it to just bubble over with enthusiasm. And yet we misuse it. We misuse it. You tell a little child, you're terrible, you're bad, 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 and the little child will get better. You tell a little child, you are so wonderful. The little child says, I just kicked you. But you're so wonderful. You're always considerate. But I just kicked you. You're always considerate and kind. I think you're the most wonderful boy I've ever met. But I just kicked you. I don't care what you just did. I love you. I think you're wonderful. I think you're fantastic. What can I do for you? The kid will change his whole attitude. You must persist against the appearance that the kid is kicking you, that the kid is not happy with you, that the kid thinks you're terrible, that the kid is angry at himself, you know, because it's always that way that we're angry at ourselves. And you just ignore that appearance, and you go at that kid and you say, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful. And you know, it won't take long. He'll say, you're crazy, you know. And you say, no, I'm not. I'm just telling the truth. You're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good. And he'll say, if you say so, if you say so. And then next thing you know, he is doing fantastic, glorious things. Now, if the world would just choose to treat its children like that, and its adults like that, if an adult comes in doing some silly thing, and you say to the adult, you're doing a silly thing, that's stupid, that's wrong. If you just say, I see you've had a good day. You're just filled with energy and enthusiasm. I'm just so happy that you're home. I'm so happy that you're in the house. When you're here, I feel so content because you're so harmonious. You're always harmonious when you come in the house. You always feel, you're always a loving person. You make it a lovely place to be in because you're here. And pretty soon, and then all the anger and all the frustration is gone that he had in his office or in his job or whatever. And he says, you know, sweetheart, I don't know, but you bring out the best in me. I'm glad I married you. And this is the way it works. This is the way it works. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, bubbling with enthusiasm. Contrary to all appearances, it makes no difference. I create my own appearances. And when I create them, life is wonderful. So, with that, have a wonderful instant illumination for yourself. Have a wonderful day for yourself. And know that I love you very much. And I see you bubbling over with this enthusiasm and joy. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.